It's the first and the last of your days flying past.
The Jukebox of Americana now airing Fridays from 11 until 1 p.m.
What a beautiful world.
Up next is a conversation with Abby Gardner that took place on Friday, August 4th over Community Radio, WCUW Worcester, on the Jukebox of Americana.
Take my trouble. I can't. Take my trouble down. I can't carry it no more. Throw that trouble down the mountain. Cause trouble weighed me down. Oh, it weighed me down. Trouble weighed me down so long.
That's music of Abby Gardner from the Dobro Singer, and opening track, a composition titled Down the Mountain. Abby Gardner is a fiery dobro player with an infectious smile, and it's the biggest smile I think I've ever seen on a stage anywhere, whether performing a solo or with the Americana Harmony Trio that she played with, Red Molly. Her acclaimed tales of love, loss, both gritty and sweet, are propelled by her impeccable slide guitar playing, which we just heard, and a sample of the track from her work that she actually recorded at home. I'm going to assume as the COVID-19 was happening, and if we're lucky enough, she's going to be saying hello to us. Abby, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Troy?
Very good. It's a beautiful day here in Worcester. Well, actually, a bit overcast, but it has been a great week. And you're down in Jersey, are you not?
I am actually on my way up to Maine, so I'm sitting in a rest stop off of 684.
Oh, okay. Well, very good.
Yeah.
And your new album. So tell us about it. How did it come about?
Yeah, well, you know, when Red Molly took a break, I just really wanted to dig into playing and singing solo, just backing myself up with just a dobro and singing and seeing how I could arrange it so that it sounded kind of like a full band, you know, with thinking about the different parts, the bass and the drums and the harmony parts I could fit in with playing. And then, you know, after doing some gigs with that, I was thinking in February of 2020, I was thinking, oh, if I could just get some time at home to record this, kind of funny timing, but I got my wish. I got home, time at home. I built a little studio in my closet in Jersey City, and I set about making this record, just kind of, you know, vocals and dobro at the same time, live, with all the little quirks that happen when you're singing and playing at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So this opening track, Down the Mountain, give us a little bit of a background on that one.
Yeah, this one came about, I'm a voracious reader, and I was reading a book about the book women of Troublesome Creek, about these fierce librarians, true story, about librarians going into the mountains in Kentucky on horseback and on mules, just bringing books to people. And there's all sorts of things that happen in these books. I won't spoil it for you, but that's kind of where the inspiration came from. Apparently, being a librarian back in those days was a pretty dangerous job, because there were bootleggers in the mountains and all sorts of people that they would have to defend themselves from. And they were all women. So, you know, they would ride with shotguns and try to keep themselves safe.
Tell us about the second track, Only All the Time.
Yeah, Only All the Time is one I wrote with Molly Venter from Red Molly. Mm-hmm. And we used to do, during sound check, Molly used to test her mic with the lyrics to songs that she would sing during the show, but like making up different melodies. And she's got such a great voice that it helped me to hear the song Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? We were covering this Dolly Parton song, Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? And because Molly was singing it in a different way, it occurred to me that it was a question. And then I thought, oh, what a great opportunity to kind of answer Dolly Parton on that. So I wrote the chorus, and then I figured, you know what, I don't want to write this whole thing myself. I need to get Molly involved. So we finished it off together.
Let's give it a listen. Confess, I listened to the entire album, and then I went along the way. I was saying, "Boy, she sounds a lot like Dolly Parton," and that was before I read these liners that you have available for each track. I really did.
Oh, that's really cool.
You do have that kind of I don't know what you call it. I don't know anything about music or how it's you know, the different phrasings, et cetera. But for sure, Dolly.
Thank you. That's a high compliment.
Oh, good, good. So your next track here, See You Again.
Yeah, this is another co-write with my friend Janie Barnett. And, you know, we started this one before the pandemic. But then, you know, we just didn't have the longing and angst and desperation we needed until midway through the pandemic. Then we found that inspiration. And, you know, both of us were missing different people, wondering when we were going to see them again. On her end, it was more of like a love interest. And on my end, I was thinking about my dad, actually. He's living in Massachusetts. And I, you know, at that time, it was dangerous to see your loved one. So that's kind of where I got my inspiration.
I will see you.
Just beautiful playing, Abby Gardner.
Thank you.
And that's you in a closet, right?
Yeah, it sure is.
folks are going to get to hear you, here locally in Cambridge, actually. You have, do you have two shows or just one show in Cambridge?
Just one show at Club Passim on Sunday, but I'm also doing a Dobro workshop during the day. So
yes.
If people want to get going or if they're already pickers, you know, I'm just going to cater it to whoever ends up showing up.
Right. And they can find information about that at Club Passim's website?
Yes.
Excellent. So your next piece on here, you title, is it Born in the City?
Oh, yeah.
This is a rocker, actually.
This is one of my favorite tracks.
Yeah. Let's give it a listen. Infectious, it truly is.
Thank you.
Hey, I have to ask you this. I played Jason Isbell actually before I came in. It was the last track I played before coming to you, and He played, I believe he was playing a dobrato. The dobrato? What is that any different than a dobro? What's the story?
Really even sure what a dobrato is.
It says a resophonic guitar. So that's
okay.
That's all I could find out about it. So, well, great. I thought, hey, if anybody might know, it might be you.
Yeah, it may be a different kind of resonator guitar. Like the one I play is lap style.
Uh-huh.
So it's I play it on my lap, or when I'm standing, it's still in that kind of horizontal position, as opposed to there are resonator guitars where you just play it like a regular guitar. It just has that cool resophonic sound, kind of rings out.
Mm-hmm. Your next track on this release that you titled Dobro Singer is Three-Quarter Time.
Yeah, I've long been a fan of waltzes. I just feel like they're the most sentimental and romantic of all types of music. So I just put it to my lyrics.
All right. Just magical. Just magical.
Mm, thank
beautiful,
you.
Yes. Abby Gardner with me here on the phone. We're on with the Jukebox of Americana. And I appreciate you coming on and chatting about your latest work that you have out. Next track of it, and we're almost halfway through it, Cypress Tree.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, I'm really glad to be here talking with you, Troy. This is really kind of fun to revisit the album. Yeah. What is the next track now? I don't listen to my CDs so much.
Cypress Tree.
Cypress Tree. Oh, yeah. Yes.
You call this a sloppy mess.
Yeah. I'm a big... This one, it's a little ridiculous. Here I am in my closet making this record, and there was no engineer or anything, and sometimes it was late at night, and I was on my, 12th time trying to do the song, because I was trying to record them just the way you do on stage, just vocals and dobro together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem of having a recording studio in your house. You can just do it over and do it over again and again. And this time, for whatever reason, this is the one that ended up on it, this version of it. And there's an extended, minute-long intro of just dobro nonsense.
Okay.
having fun playing dobro. But this is the one, real minor song on the record. And it's all about... Honestly, it's an innocent sort of song, even though it's minor. Just about don't cut down trees. I'm a big fan of trees, and the cypress tree in particular is they used to use it to honor people, very important people, in their casket. And I was thinking, you know, I don't want that. Just let it stay alive.
That big old evergreen.
You're just, you have that ability to embrace so many different styles within the,
thank you.
Yeah, that's a powerful piece. It gives me jivers.
Thank you.
The next work on here is Too Many Kisses. And how can that be? How can that happen?
This is sort of an oddball song. You can kind of hear my sense of humor in it. Just, you know, when I was a teenager and in my 20s, I just, you know, I'd get myself in trouble just with kissing alone. So it's that kind of a song. This isn't one I tend to play at gigs, but I had fun playing it in the studio with a national steel guitar. And, I just wanted to include kind of an outlier.
You do say in the liner, a love hangover. What more can I say?
Exactly.
So we snuck off. No one seemed to miss us. Had ourselves too many kisses. Well, maybe I'll stop counting and just fall in love with you. Seem to stop it, no, and I don't have much to lose. If I could separate these lips from this thirsty little heart, I wouldn't wish for things that fall apart. I get up when the bed stops spinning. Oh, I wish I could stop all this.
Okay, maybe the saddest song on the release, no?
Well, not quite, but yeah.
Well, your next one, Honky Tonk Song.
Honky Tonk Song, yeah. This one's just all about the power of music to kind of change your mind when you're feeling broke or you know, any of that kind of stuff. Especially during the pandemic, I was a little worried. We just seemed so, you know, musicians in general seemed so non-essential at the time. And then I, you know, I started thinking, well, what else can make you feel better when you can't fix things, you know, besides, I guess, drugs, but that's temporary.
Right.
So, you know, this is really about music.
Speaking with Abby Gardner, she's performing at Club Passim on the 6th. And she is doing a Dobro workshop, and you can find out more about that at the Club Passim website. But scooting through her album, Dobro Singer, and here's Honky Tonk Song.
I'm gonna two-step these blues away. Give me a steel guitar and a dusty old bar. I won't be crying long with my honky tonk song. Yeah, I ain't a real traditional gal. I can change my oil and my tires. I like a new dance partner with every song, so I can set the wood on fire. That man ain't good for talking to. He tends to be a bore, but he looks pretty cute in his Wrangler jeans and the Stetson that he wore. Thank you.
gorgeous. Up next is When We Were Kids.
Yeah, this is probably the saddest one on the record. This is something I wrote really just to make sense of some tragic stuff that happened as I was growing up with my family. And, you know, it's not a song I sat down to write. It's just I was trying to write other things, and this is what needed to come out. I didn't really even think I would record this, but I have some trusted people that said that it may help other people going through the same thing.
That was back when we were kids. I started having recurring dreams where you'd grow so tall and no one else could see it. And I ran around begging for the help you needed. As you fell, I'd wake up in the hallway screaming. You never cared who you hurt or you left behind. No, you were just reckless with your life.
I'm going to agree. Yes, it is the saddest song, but truly one that you needed to include on this release.
Yeah, I think so.
Those Memories of You. This is a co-write?
No, actually, this is an Alan O'Brien song.
Oh, okay.
That I heard the trio record, the Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt record. From way back when, and it's a little bit more country blues when they do it, and I turn it into almost like a New Orleans kind of vibe. So, yeah.
I wake up and I call your name. You're not there, and I'm so lonesome without.
There's a mini showcase of your talent on that dobro.
Thank you.
So I'm not asked, how did you choose the dobro? How did that come about, and you wanting to have that as your main instrument?
Yeah, well, I've always loved the sound of the slide guitar. Growing up listening to Muddy Waters and Jerry Douglas and Bonnie Raitt and lots of different slide players. And, you know, when I was a little folk singer for a long time, and I was playing with kind of a bad hand position. I ended up getting tendonitis in my left wrist.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily I had gone to college for occupational therapy, and I knew anatomically, like the biomechanics of having your wrist flex too much and what that does to your tendons, you know, if I thought of that ahead of time, I could have prevented it, right. The tendonitis from happening. But then I was, you know, I was at the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival watching Jerry Douglas play, who's just like the master of the dobro. And, you know, it hit me all of a sudden, if I could have a little bit more extension in my wrist, or even just a neutral wrist on the left side, like watching him play, I was thinking, oh, right, that would be a lot easier on my hand. It wouldn't trigger that tendonitis, and I would get to play slide guitar, which I love. So it was kind of a, you know, all of my worlds kind of combining at once, the music and the anatomy stuff combining, and then I just went right over to the booth. There was a Beard guitar booth, and I ordered a student model, and it came to my house in a cardboard box during the week. And that weekend afterwards, I went to the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, and that's the weekend we formed Red Molly.
Right.
So it was like a whole, it was an explosion of what was to come in the rest of my life.
Yeah. I was there at that festival.
I still
remember you ladies.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
So.
That was great. It was magic.
Abby Gardner with me here on the Jukebox of Americana. She's performing at Club Passim on the 6th. She's actually going to be at the Hayloft. At the Hayloft at Dragonfly Barn in Brighton. Is it Brighton or Bridgeton?
I'm not sure if it's Bridgeton or Brighton, but it's Maine. I know that.
It's up there in Maine.
Yeah.
And then you're performing in Jersey City as well. Is that not your home or home area?
That is my home, yeah. So I get to go back home from the north and play a local gig just outside. That one's actually free. And it's outside in the town square. And, okay. I get to have a couple of my buddies playing with me, a great fiddle player and a guitar player. And so that'll be super fun.
Right. You're going to be with Tracy Grammer actually, September 30th. Let's announce this one in Westport, Connecticut.
Yeah. We're splitting that show. And Tracy and I go way back. So that should be really fun. Hopefully we'll get to collaborate a little bit too on that.
Well, Abby, it's been just great to hear your voice again and your music, being able to share it. And we hope that folks might come
Thank
and visit you,
you
this on the 6th at Club Passim. You're going to be right in the area and a chance to speak with you. You're there solo, just like this album that we've been sampling. And folks can see you up close and get personal. Yeah. We have the last track here.
I would love it. And thanks so much, Troy, for having this conversation and getting the word out about these shows. You know, you never know when I'm doing all this stuff to get there, but the missing piece is when people show up and I get to share with them and meet them and just it makes it all more fun.
Sure. So the closing track is You Belong to Me, and we're going to let this one play throughout. Do you want to set it up before I start it?
Sure. Oh, I love this song. It's the other cover song on the record. And it's just something I started playing at shows, especially when I was homesick. And I kind of came up with a different arrangement. It's not exactly how the original goes. It's a little more mournful and sad, but I don't know. There's something beautiful about that, too.
All right. Abby, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Troy.
Pyramids along the Nile. Watch the sunrise from a tropic isle. Just remember, darling, all the while you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears, you belong to me.
It's the first and the last.
of your days flying past.
The Jukebox of Americana now airing Fridays from 11 until 1 p.m.
What a beautiful